celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Well, it's my joy to welcome you to an overcoming, victorious, God-exalting edition of Your Breakthrough. I really am full of faith today because God is not only good, He's very, very, very good. Can you say amen? Oh, it's been my joyous assignment to shout it from coast to coast, from border to border, from nation to far-flung nation for 50 years now. That's right. This is my jubilee year of gospel ministry, and the celebration is just getting started. I'm so glad you're a part of it. You've heard me say it before, but you know I like to repeat things. God didn't heal me from vocal cord cancer 9 years ago to be silent. And today I came with something to say, a Holy Ghost anointed in season right now word just for you. So don't you move. The word is this: one and only true and living God is highly exalted. The Lord Jesus Christ has defeated death, hell, and the grave. And the Holy Ghost of God is alive, personally present within your life. Now, those are reasons to shout, reasons to celebrate, my wonderful friend. I hope. Now, listen, thank you, thank you, thank you to every friend and partner of this ministry. You've made it possible for this global soul-winning ministry to preach some of the largest arenas, greatest churches across America and around the world. Now, I want you to stay right there, but I want you to get ready for a verifiable Holy Ghost explosion from Los Angeles, California, to New York City, New York, Chicago, Illinois, and a big surprise. But first, we're going to head to Dallas, and you're about to be blessed. Do you know that your future is already accomplished? Do you understand the only thing standing between you and absolute victory in your future is your present? And your present, when it comes in alignment with God's word, becomes your future. It's already settled. Say, that's already settled. He's already coming home. Somebody shout, we're coming home. Somebody shout. When we shout, somebody's burden is going to lift. When we shout, somebody's children are going to be saved. When we shout, when we shout, when we shout, somebody shout, behold the sword of Gideon. Now shout like the 300 shout. Wave those lights around. Let the light out. Let the light out. Dispel the darkness. Break the burden. Loose the captive. Shout until it's not you shouting. Shout until something bigger than you gets up on the inside of you. Shout. Shout. Shout.
Comfort and convenience, not conviction. Rebellion, not repentance. This social club we used to call the Pentecostal Church has become better known by those outside our ranks for its adultery than its anointing. Better known for its drunkenness than its sobriety. Better known for its laziness than its love for a lost and dying world, careening helplessly and hopelessly into the darkened corridors of the demonic abyss while the church sleeps on. Power over sin, power over sickness, power over Satan, power over demons, power over depravity, power over disease, power, power, Pentecostal Holy Ghost fire, baptized power. Time tonight. Come on, one more time. Down. Now you say, what in the world would he make us do that for? Because what you need to understand is there is prophetic significance to everything I do from the moment I step foot in this pulpit to the time I walk out that door. And here's what the Holy Ghost wanted me to tell you. That's exactly where you've been, living right inside that little box. All right, now sit down. We are in New York. Now let me help you. We are in the Empire State. Do you know what empire means? It means a territory, a vast extent over which there is one sovereign ruler. I didn't come up in here to play Mother May I with the drug lords. I didn't come up in here to play Mother May I with the politicians. I didn't come to take sides. I came to take over. This is our land, and we conquer it tonight in the name of the Empire of the Most High God. Shout, I'm taking it back. Sit down.
Doubt's trying to push you away. Unbelief's trying to push you out of his presence. Your own mind is reasoning and trying to separate you from the touch of God. This is the time you have to push through. This is a time you have to say, I'm going to forget everything I've ever known. All I know right now is that everything in my life is being eclipsed by the presence, by the radiance of God. The anointing of God is so saturating this building. It's flowing through my body now like electricity, like electric heat.
Look up here at me, darling. Look up here at me. Look up here at me. What's your name?
Marcia.
Marcia, what are you bound by tonight?
Sexual addiction.
Sexual addiction. It was all over this building in the morning session. I set nearly 100 women free this morning from sexual addictions and perversions, and you have not been left out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break. Oh, it's coming. The power of God. The power of God. I set you free. Shout unto God. Now you stay with me, America. You stay with me right now, because this is not tiptoeing through the tulips and a little dab will do you and a nice sweet little prayer. What this is the power of God to break you through every bondage, addiction, and peril in your life. I got to let you know a little secret. I didn't come to the Crow Agency to just make the devil leave. I stood up in here to be seen, going to speak loud, to be heard, not just to make the devil leave, but to make him put it back, to put your joy back, to give your dignity back, to give your fervency and your fire back. Came to make him put your children back, put the money back in your pocket that you know he stole, give your health back, give your joy back. I dare you to stand on your feet and as loud as you can shout, devil, put it back.
Devil, put it back.
Shout it again.
Devil, put it back.
Shout it again.
Devil, put it back.
You know, I've got my faith alerted. I'm believing God. I'm looking forward with great anticipation and expectant faith to reach more dying souls for the kingdom of God and of his Christ than at any other time in my 50 years of global gospel ministry. But to do that, as always, over these many decades, I need your help. I need the help of God's people, praying people, just like you. Those who have tender hearts that understand the inestimable value of one single soul rescued from eternity separated from God. Your Jubilee love gift today, your prayers of support mean the world to Joni and me. Only heaven knows your reward. As you hear the voice of God within my voice today, may I invite you to help me by sowing a Jubilee seed of $150 or more. For some, that will be a great stretch of faith. For others, you could do that almost without even thinking. As you sow that $150 Jubilee seed, please allow me to thank you by honoring your sacrifice for eternal souls with ministry resources that are going to feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. You will receive my brand new Legacy Collection. I've written over 200, but two of my most requested classic books. Number one, No Dry Season. My. Raising High God's Standard of Living in the Final Generation. It's full of revelation knowledge. Also, one of my all-time favorites, No More Crumbs. Your invitation to come and feast at the table of the King. Plus, the newest edition of the Jubilee Bible. Its distinctive soft leather cover, its rose gold gilded pages, and large print in my 50th year make it my favorite Bible. And I think it will become yours as well. Plus, for that $150 seed, both books, the brand new 50-year Legacy Bible, I'll also add your name along with others of my legacy friends on a stunning natural stone at the entryway of our brand new landmark, our glorious Founders Gateway. So please, call now. Help me in this 50-year Jubilee celebration. Sow your Jubilee gift of $150 or more. Come on. I know God will bless you when you do. And I'll be right back with more classic preaching as we continue the celebration of my Jubilee 50th year of gospel ministry.
The book of Isaiah has the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. Bridge of Hope has provided more than 35 million meals to those hungry and hurting in need of God's love in the U.S. and around the world. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible. It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set. two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. The new Founders Gateway will include your name for tens of thousands to see. They'll bless your commitment to God's kingdom work. For a generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor on the Founders Gateway. During this year of Jubilee blessing, it's your time for your thing from your God. Step into your blessing and sow your seed today. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
You know, it's such a great, great encouragement when I get to read your comments on all of my social media outlets. I read through every single one of them. I pray over them. I thank you for sending them. Like this one. Pastor, I've followed your ministry for many years. In fact, it was my grandmother that encouraged me to watch your preaching with her. Keep it up. I love you. Well, can you imagine what that means to me in, you know, lonely times and dark hours, to know you're there? Now, some of you may remember our Raise the Standard Pastors and Church Leaders Conferences when the Holy Ghost fell in one of them in mighty waves of glory on a traditional Baptist preacher and radically changed his entire life, his family, his church. We've dug into the archives and pulled it out just for this program. You're about to be blessed.
Come here, Baptist youth pastor. Look at these tears. Look at these tears. God just told me, I'm not only going to baptize him in the Holy Ghost, I'm going to put the gifts of healing in his hand. That's the Baptist pastor that was in the video. His whole church has been baptized in the Holy Ghost. He's about to get a double portion. I want to welcome America to the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. You have joined a Holy Ghost outpouring in process. I don't believe you have to act like that. Most dead folk don't. I'm tired of dead preaching. I'm tired of dead singing. I'm tired of memorized shouts and learned dance and talk. I want to see a Holy Ghost downpour. Salvation to our nation, healing to our children, deliverance to the people that we pass on the streets every day. Help, Jesus, help. You can be seated. Y'all, excuse me. I got a dress for the party. Isaiah 61 said, when Jubilee's declared, I'm going to put on you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. I'm covered. I'm covered. Can't you? you hear Jesus? He's saying, let's go get your stuff. And you quaking and trembling and your knees smiting on each other. And Jesus pat you on the back and say, don't worry about it. I got you covered. Shout, I'm covered.
You know, it is without saying that the Lord Jesus Christ must absolutely become the very center of our lives. Because there's coming a time when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. When I say that, it takes my mind to 9/11. This cross is a beautiful, beautiful memorial. It was given to me by some of New York's bravest and finest first responders. I was privileged to be asked to pray by them at the very bottom, seven stories underground of Ground Zero. This cross was created from portions of one of the steel girders from the Twin Towers after they came crashing down that infamous day. I was also asked to pray on the grounds of Columbine High School in 1999, where two teenage shooters had gone on a killing rampage. I've always been there to bring the life and the truth of God's word when and where it is needed most. So I have a request. I want to ask you today to help me continue this absolutely vital work America must hear. The true gospel of Jesus Christ today. And you know I'm speaking true more than ever before in my 50 years of ministry. Your Jubilee seed today of $50 or $150 or $1,000 or even more will help this global ministry continue to broadcast the Word of God worldwide, teaching and reaching tens of thousands of souls a week. I'm praying, I have prayed, that you'll respond, everyone who is blessed of God to do so, by sowing at least a $150 Jubilee seed. When you do, as my thank you, I want to send you this absolutely elegant Jubilee Bible. It's a brand new edition with the same beautiful soft touch cover, those beautiful rose gold gilded edges. And in my 50th year, I made sure it was large print. It's also got 52 devotionals to stir your heart and encourage your faith. And I'm going to also add two of my most requested classic books, No Dry Season and No More Crumbs. So please, sow your best Jubilee celebration seed before Sunday, July 7th, as we pray together for God to pour out every Jubilee blessing in great abundance in your life.
The Book of Isaiah has the on-ramp to your Jubilee blessing. Learn to do right, seek justice, and defend the oppressed. Celebrate 50 years of ministry by sowing a special Jubilee seed of $150 or more. We'll add your name as a legacy friend. The life-giving, soul-winning work of Bridge of Hope will continue because of your generous gift. Call now with your seed of $150 or more, and we'll sow back daily ministry into your life. The newest release of the large print Jubilee Bible, It's beautifully bound with an elegant soft touch cover and gilded in stunning rose gold. Plus, the Legacy Book Set, two books used by the Holy Spirit to revolutionize hearts and transform lives. For a generous Jubilee gift of $1,000 or more, you'll become a legacy builder, and your name will have a place of honor on the Founders Gateway. Your Jubilee seed will be sown into a fertile mission field for expanding the kingdom of God, one with a track record of integrity for 50 years. During this year of Jubilee blessing, it's your time for your thing from your God. Step into your blessing and sow your seed today. Call now or simply click on rodparsley.com. Thank you.
Calling all future world changers. Experience revival at Valor Christian College during VIP weekend, March 21st through the 23rd. Come to Columbus, Ohio and immerse yourself at the School of the Spirit with students and pastors from around the globe, all culminating with a special anointing service and ministry by Dr. Rod Parsley.
Set us on fire. Fill us with passion, with power. Give us purpose. And then send us out into this generation like those foxes with fire tied to their tail.
You'll also experience powerful music by dynamic worship leader Lisa Brunson as she leads us into God's presence.
If I search the earth below, if I make my bed in hell, no matter where I go, no matter...
Visit theevent.vip to register for free. Spots are filling up fast. March 21st through 23rd at Valor Christian College.
We're about to have an uncontrollable compulsion to shout out words like, be blessed, be healed, be delivered, come out of them, you foul devil.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm so very, very thankful for the overwhelming victories, the countless souls rescued and brought into the kingdom of God and of His Christ over the past 50 years. I'm anticipating even greater victories. I want to be a part of that third great awakening that I believe is about to break on the horizon. Your prayers, your sacrificial gifts are such an important and needed part of it all. Remember, Joni and I, praying for you every day. And hey, we'd love to see you in person in the legendary Summerall Tabernacle this summer. Make your plans. I'll be here next time on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.